Okay, so this story like kind of has two parts. So first, let's start with part one. So there's this dog catcher, right? And he's like a pretty basically what he does is people call him when they get a stray dog or when their dog has done something bad, etc., etc., etc. Instead of just being like, "Okay, I'm going to put your dog to sleep." He hits the dog with a hammer over the head, smashes their skull, and then cuts them open and tries to see if they have anything valuable inside of them so he can sell it on eBay. And usually the people think he's actually just putting the dogs up for adoption. So then the other part of the story is about a little girl named Lucy Lou. And one day her mother sends her on a walk to go get some ice cream for their dessert. So Lucy Lou, like, she's already a little girl. Like, you know, she's 7, and her mom's just sending her to the corner store to go get some ice cream, right? But not only is she 7, but she's really small. She looks like she's maybe, like, 3? She's, like, really tiny. And so she's on the way to the store, and there's this big old dog, right? It's, like, a huge dog. And, so the dog is like, "Hi, Lucy Lou." And she starts petting the dog, and the dog runs, and she runs after the dog. And so all of a sudden, you know, she's in the middle of the park, right? So she, basically what she does is she's followed the dog, and then, you know, she, like, takes out the cell phone because suddenly she doesn't know where she is, so she's going to try to call her mom. And she takes it out, and the dog grabs a hold of her cell phone. And it starts, like, pulling it, and she's pulling it, and, you know, she's giggling. "Hi, we're playing, tug-of-war," or whatever. But then, slowly, the dog is, like, totally gaining on her, and it has the cell phone and her hand's bleeding. And then it has her cell phone and her arm, and her arm is, like, falling off. And then all of her is inside of the dog. So meanwhile, her mom's like, "I wonder where Lucy Lou is. I'm making dinner. Oh, well, maybe she's having a hard time picking out some ice cream," right? So finally, she's like, "Oh, my God, where's my daughter? I'm really overdramatic." And so then she goes and starts looking for her daughter. And she can't find her. So, like, she's, like, walking and walking, and it's getting later and later and later. Finally, you know, she's walking down, like, some weird side street, and she's like, "Oh, yeah, I got Lucy Lou that cell phone, huh?" So she pulls out her own cell phone, and she calls Lucy Lou. But guess what? There's a dog sitting over there, and it's a big old dog. And when she calls the dog seems like it starts ringing. She's like, "You dog, you stole my daughter's cell phone, and my daughter ran after you, and now she's lost. It's all your fault, you dog!" Right? So now she calls the dog catcher. She's like, "This dog is the worst dog ever, because it stole my daughter's cell phone, and now she's lost." Right? So she calls the dog catcher. And it's the dog catcher that cuts things up and sells the things on eBay. So the dog catcher gets the dog, and he takes it to his little lab where he cuts open the dogs, and then there's, like, a computer, and he puts the things on eBay. You know, like, one time he got this diamond ring and put it on eBay, but okay, this time he's cutting open the dog, and so first he sees a cell phone down, like, in the small intestine, and then reaching into the small intestine is a hand. And he's like, "Oh my God! You know the little girl? You..." And he, like, starts freaking out too. So, like, he *69's the number on his phone, and he calls the mother, and he's like, "The dog! The dog ate your daughter!"
priceless broadcast. There have been widely reported instances over the course of the night of massive numbers of human corpses rising from their graves to attack and eat the living. An emergency government team of scientists has been assembled to assess the ghoul situation and have determined that a ghoul can be killed by a disruptive trauma to the brain. Spokesmen have prepared the following scientific report. Please pass this information on to your friends and neighbors, and above all, remain calm.
This is the state of national emergency. Mind-blowing massacre at the cemetery. When the groundskeeper came to check out the place, they knocked him down and they ate his face. Little Billy Baker said he saw it first. 1,000 rotten carcasses climbed out of the earth. Now we're holding a crisis information meeting at the high school. And we say if you shoot the head, you kill the ghoul. Shoot the head, kill the ghoul. If you shoot the head, you kill the ghoul. Shoot the head, kill the ghoul. Come on, this is a state of national emergency. It's happening in Texas and in Idaho. Slaughtering and eating the population. We've just received word from Washington, D.C. It's every man for himself against the zombies. They say a high-powered, short-range weapon is a man's best tool. And they say if you shoot the head, you kill the ghoul.
Shoot the head, kill the ghoul.
If you shoot the head, you kill the ghoul.
Shoot the head, kill the ghoul.
That song was by Jeffrey Lewis and was called If You Shoot the Head, You Kill the Ghoul. Thank you for listening to this pretty strange podcast. The story was completely true, by the way. Email me at wannabecanadianpodcast@yahoo.com.